this Yuga, the Krishna that came is not the Yuga avatar. It is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead who came as the Yuga avatar. And when does he come? How often does he come? Who knows? Raise your hands, please, those who know. Okay. One thing. Brahma's day has 1,000 Chatur Yugas. Satya Treta Dwapar Kali is called one Diva Yuga or Chatur Yuga. So 1,000 such Chatur Yugas make one day of Brahma. Now, on the 28th Chatur Yuga, in a day of Brahma, Krishna himself comes. And that is that 28th Dwapar Yuga, when Krishna came, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead came. But Prabhupada is saying that in other yugas, this Krishna doesn't come. He comes, his complexion is like green, not sham. That Yugavata's complexion is green. And he teaches and worship in the temple. And then, in the following Chatur Yuga, the Supreme Personality of Godhead comes as a devotee. In Kali Yuga, the Lord comes as a devotee to teach devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So at that point, Sanatana Goswami has started to explain, request Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to speak about that personality more extensively. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being afraid that his identity now is going to become revealed, shut up Sanatana Goswami by saying, anyway, don't speak about frivolous things. We are discussing about serious matters. It's no time to discuss about frivolous things. Okay, now you listen to Shaktavesh avatar. And what is the Shaktavesh avatar? Then he explained, there are two types of Shaktavesh avatars. One is principal and then secondary. Shaktavesh means being endowed with the potency of the Lord. Shakti means potency, avesh means induction. So when some personality becomes induced or empowered by the potency of the Lord, that is called Shaktavesh. So there are two types of Shaktavesh, principal Shaktavesh and secondary Shaktavesh. So principal Shaktavesh are the four Kumaras, Prithu Maharaj, Narad Muni, Parashuram, etc. Vasudev. So they are empowered by the Supreme Personality of Godhead in order to accomplish some specific missions. So they are called the principal Shaktavesh avatars. And in the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the different empowered aspects in the material nature that has been described, they are the secondary Shaktavesh. So in this way, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained to Sanatana Goswami that the original personality, Krishna, he performs his pastimes on this earth planet. Whenever he comes, he performs his pastimes in three different aspects. Balya, or childhood, boyhood, and youth. So Krishna, when he appears, he is born. Then he grows. While growing, he performs his childhood pastimes. Then he reaches his boyhood from 6 to 10. And then he reaches his koishor, or his juvenile age, or pre-youth age. And then Krishna grows up to 16 and then he remains just like a 16-year-old boy. Originally Krishna is a 16-year-old boy. That is his original form. And Krishna's Valla Leela and Pauganga Leela are manifest only on the earth planet. When Krishna comes to material nature and performs his pastimes, one can experience childhood pastimes and boyhood pastimes. But in Golok Vrindavan, Krishna's pastimes are all Navakishore, eternally youthful pastimes. There Krishna is eternally youthful. And Krishna performs his pastimes all throughout the universe. In every universe, his pastimes are performed. And in this pastimes, in each universe, Krishna actually comes to the earth planet. Every universe is an earth planet. And in the earth planet, there is a Vrindavan. In that Vrindavan, Krishna performs his pastimes. Whenever he comes to the universe to perform his pastimes, he performs his pastimes in Vrindavan. And Dwarka and Mathura. These are the three areas where Krishna performs his pastimes. And Krishna performs his pastimes for 125 years. And in this 120, that means he remains in the calculation of the earth, of wherever he is, he stays there for 125 years. And his pastimes in Vrindavan, okay, let's put it this way. Krishna's pastimes in Vaikuntha are sweet, are complete. His pastimes in Dwarka and Mathura are more complete, more perfect. And in Vrindavan is most perfect. So Krishna is perfect, but even then there is a consideration of more perfect and most perfect. So Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan are most perfect. And Krishna's pastimes go on simultaneously. Just in this respect, two examples have been given. Like sun, in relation to sun, time is present on this earth planet with every single second, isn't it? Somewhere in relation to the sun, someplace it's 2:15. Some place it's 16 minutes past 2. Somewhere it is 17 minutes past 2. Somewhere it is 3:15. Somewhere it's 4:15. Somewhere it's 5:15. In this way, all 24 hours of the day is present on the earth planet in relation to the sun. Similarly, Krishna's pastimes are simultaneously going on in innumerable universes. And in some universes is just like in some part of the earth is in darkness because of the sun's situation. Similarly, in some universes Krishna's pastimes are not going on. But in due course of time the pastimes will start there also. In this way, all throughout, all the pastimes of Krishna are simultaneously going on. So this is how inconceivable Krishna's pastimes are. Like somewhere Krishna is just born. They're celebrating Janmashtami. Somewhere they're celebrating Nandotsav. Somewhere Krishna just killed Putana. Somewhere Krishna is stealing butter. Somewhere Mother Jasoda is tying Krishna up. So all these pastimes are simultaneously going on throughout the universe. So then Sanatana Goswami said that actually Krishna's pastimes and Krishna's expansion cannot be described by Ananta Shesh with thousands of mouths. With unlimited mouth for an unlimited span of time, he cannot fully describe. So I just mentioned a little bit of Krishna's identity. So thank you all very much. Does anybody have any question? Okay. You take this. Well, when he says Krishna's pastimes are going on simultaneously, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu meant that the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, the son of Nanda Maharaj who resides eternally in Vrindavan, his pastimes are going on. Who manifests his pastimes in three aspects, childhood, boyhood, youth, and who remains in the earth planet for 125 years, that Supreme Personality of Godhead's pastimes. And yes, when he is present performing his pastimes, he manifests his Prabhav Prakash and Vaibhava Prakash also. Like Prabhav, who is Prabhav? Krishna when he expands in Rasa dance. So in sometimes Krishna while he is dancing with the gopis, yes, he expands. So that's his Prabhav, original personality of Godhead expands his Prabhav Prakash. Then Balaram is there, his Vaibhava expansion. And Vasudeva is there, another Vaibhava expansion. Okay. So, yes, Jai Satchinandan.
One of the things is that when you expand,
yes, very good. Very good question. Yes, when Krishna comes on the 28th, Dwapar Yuga of Brahma's day, then in the following Kali Yuga, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appears as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And that is Krishna and Radha together. Krishna assumes the mood of Srimati Radharani, the mood of a devotee of Srimati Radharani and the complexion of Srimati Radharani, and that is Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Any other question? Huh? Take the
In the other expansion that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the other who appears as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
It's just as the Yugavatar comes, these Yugavatars are expansions of Kshiradakshay Vishnu. So that expansion of Kshiradakshay Vishnu as Peter avatar, he appears and he establishes Yuga Dharma of Sankirtan, congregational chanting. But through that congregational chanting, one doesn't get Krishna Prem. Okay, that's a very good point here. Why in that Sankirtan, so in that Yuga, other Kali Yugas, one doesn't get Krishna Prem due to Sankirtan. Although they're performing Sankirtan, but they don't get Krishna Prem. Why? Because of the Sambandha Gyan. Because they do not have the understanding of Swayam Rup Krishna of Vrindavan. That's why they consider that the purpose of Yuga Dharma is to be elevated to Vaikuntha. And there they do not develop Prem, but they develop a relationship of devotion in awe and reverence, not in loving devotion. So now you can see how important it is to have the Sambandha Gyan. Like to what extent your knowledge is, to that extent you will achieve the perfection. Or it is like to what extent you have your to what extent your knowledge is, to that extent your desire will stretch. And accordingly, your desire will be fulfilled. Now, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us the complete understanding of Sambandha Gyan. Therefore, we have an opportunity to extend our desire all the way up to Vrindavan. And accordingly, our desires will be fulfilled by Krishna. It is not that everybody will develop that kind of bhakti. Some will say, give me some Krishna, give me some money. And so if that is the extent of his desire, then Krishna is okay. Take money and goodbye. Some will say, Krishna, make me the king of the earth planet. Krishna will say, okay, fine. Some will say, okay, make me Indra, the king of the heavenly planet. Some may desire, okay, let me be Brahma. Some may say, well, let me attain liberation. Some may say, okay, let me give me Vaikuntha. But what is our sambandha again? What is our sambandha again? Our sambandha again is Krishna of the son of Nanda Maharaj, who performs his pastimes in Vrindavan with the cowherd boys and cowherd girls. So no compromise. And that's what is expressed by Sanatana Goswami again in Brihad Bhagavatam. The Gop Kumar, even when he went to Dwarka, he is not satisfied. He is with Krishna in Dwarka and he is not satisfied. Why? Because his heart was in Vrindavan. So even in spite of being in Dwarka, he is not going to be satisfied. So that is how the devotees of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu feel. Yes, at the back. Give him mic, yeah. You have to switch on both the switches.
And
Right. Very good. Yeah, actually, when Krishna was in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, he was 120 years old. And you have seen his picture there? On the chariot with Arjuna? Yeah. He looks just like a 16-year-old boy. So yes, that form, he maintains that form, and that form doesn't change. 16 years. Companions may change, may not change. Like for example, Krishna's friend Uddhav looks just like Krishna, Krishna's cousin in Dwarka. Looks just like... Actually, his companions also maintain their youthful form. That's the indication that they are all spiritual personalities. And in Krishna's pastimes, they are present in the original form. Who is the next question there? Yeah.
The souls with Krishna economy, do they or the male will be knowing that he has eternal companions that are born in spiritual identity of the male?
Yeah. You see, yes, in the spiritual sky, there are male and female also. Like for example, Sudama. Sudam, Sridam, Vasudam, Krishna's friend, Nanda Maharaj, they are male. They are the gopis, they are Mother Jasoda, and they are females. They are all, these varieties are there in the spiritual sky also. But there, no one has any tendency to enjoy. One way, the understanding, the meaning, or at least the Sanskrit word, purusha, means enjoyer. And prakriti means enjoyed. Now, in the ultimate understanding, Krishna is the ultimate purusha, and everyone is enjoyed by him. So in the spiritual side, the tendency to enjoy is not there. Whereas in the material nature, both male and female all want to enjoy. So in material nature, both male and female are males. Because they all are trying to enjoy in their own way. In that sense, in the spiritual world, besides Krishna, everyone is a female. In the sense, everyone is meant for Krishna's enjoyment. And in the spiritual sky, there is no sex. So that relationship between male and female doesn't exist in the spiritual sky. So in different ways, due to different emotions, due to different propensities, different devotees are serving Krishna in different ways. And some of them, yes, some of them are, by appearance they look like male, some in appearance some are like female. Yes, James, take the mic.
As you're explaining how the Buddha Bhagavad Sanhita of Gokumar is studied by Hare Krishna, and I've read that his portion after came back hundreds and thousands of times to instructing Hare
Krishna. Not hundreds of thousands of times, in five different occasions his spiritual master came and directed him further.
Everybody said that?
Yeah. You see, the understanding is that the spirit soul is eternal, and the spirit soul, sincere spirit soul who is attached to the spiritual master, his relationship with the spiritual master is also eternal. And until the time the spirit soul comes back to the lotus feet of Krishna, the spiritual master keeps on guiding the spirit soul. And that's what happened, like when Gop Kumar first received the mantra from his guru, and the guru started to explain the mantra. While explaining, the guru fainted and he could not complete. And as he regained his consciousness, the guru just walked away from there. But Gop Kumar diligently, loyally kept on chanting the mantra that he received from his guru. And as a result of that, he started to make spiritual advancement. Then at one point, when he was about to leave the material nature, then the spiritual master came again to him. Or rather, at some point when there was a need for him to transcend the platform that he was in, so the guru came and gave him direction. And then by being directed by the guru, the cowherd boy, Gop Kumar, he actually went out of the material nature and went into the spiritual sky. And in this way, and the guru kept on helping him whenever the need was there. So in this way, the spiritual master is there to help the disciple eternally. And then finally, when Gop Kumar went back, his spiritual master was there in the spiritual sky. So... And he actually engaged him. He belonged to his group. The disciple, Gop Kumar, joined his spiritual master's group in serving the Lord in the spiritual sky, or play with the Lord in the spiritual sky.
Can you explain the
third and fourth time? It was in Vaikuntha and in Dwarka, and then finally in and then when he came back to the earth, the third time was when he came back to the earth planet, then he found his spiritual master. And you see, he became Brahma, and then from Brahma Loka, he came back to the earth planet. There he saw his spiritual master. And then he, just before going to Vaikuntha, or rather in Vaikuntha, he got his darshan. And in Dwarka, actually, Narad Muni came and instructed him. So that's another thing. Like, Narad Muni is the spiritual master of all living entities. So before going back to the spiritual sky, at some point or other, Narad Muni himself comes and guides the living entity. So Narad Muni actually found out that he was in Dwarka associating with Krishna, but still he was not satisfied. So Narayana asked him, what's the matter with you? And then he started to tell that he is feeling the attachment to the Supreme Person, that cowherd boy who wears peacock feather, who plays flute, and who sports with the cowherd boys. And so then Narayana said, okay, your place is in Vrindavan, but in order to go to Vrindavan, you have to come to the earth planet in Vrindavan and perform Sankirtan there. And then he went back. Hare Krishna. So I think it's time now, 2:30. When is the next class starting? 2:45. Okay. Lokabandhu Prabhu. I'll take two last questions. Lokabandhu Prabhu and... You have to press both the switches. Yeah.
Maharaj, you mentioned that one of our goals is to understand Krishna as the original Adipurusha. I think the desire of all the devotees that you use one of your special talents if possible tomorrow to present one of the beautiful poems.
You had a hands up? Oh, I see. Here. Okay. Okay, last three questions. Brahma.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna Brahma Sarupji. Hare Krishna, Jai Ho to you too. Actually, by Krishna's will, his devotees also can extend unlimitedly. You see, not only Krishna himself extends, by his will he can also make his devotees extend unlimitedly. Whereas a yogi can extend only to 8 forms. And those 8 forms will do the same thing that one form is doing, the original form is doing. When the original form lifts one hand, the whole other 8 forms will also raise his hand. But Krishna's devotees can expand in unlimited way by Krishna's will and perform all different kinds of activities. That is Krishna's inconceivable potency. And not only that Krishna's devotees can expand by Krishna's will, but Krishna's devotees can also get fused. Like 2 or 3 can become 1 personality. As 1 can become 3, or say as many numbers, so that again 3 can also be, 3 personalities can also become 1 by Krishna's will. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I understood that Lord Krishna in the original form appears on the 28th Bhaktivinoda of Kaman day. And Krishna is completing, more completing Mathura and Vrindavan, and Vrindavan, and most completing Vrindavan. And the Krishna energy is carefully going in new pastimes in Vrindavan, which is in Gokul Vrindavan. And in Gokul Vrindavan, he only appears in his usual form. Whereas you might understand that he is most complete in Gokul Vrindavan than in Gokul Vrindavan?
No, it's not that because his childhood and boyhood pastimes are not there in Golok, that's why Golok is incomplete. But the thing is that in Golok, Krishna is manifest in his original Swayam Rup, which is a 16-year-old, as the youthful, eternally youthful form. But the devotees, those who are attached to Krishna's childhood and boyhood pastimes, they get a chance to fulfill their desires, to develop that relationship with Krishna by participating in Krishna's pastimes on the earth planet. And then again, there is no difference between the earth pastimes on earth planet and Golok Vrindavan. Like for example, when the devotees are in Golok Vrindavan, they think of Krishna's childhood pastimes. They feel, well, some days back Krishna was a child boy, Krishna took birth and we took care of him. And the demon came, tried to kill him, and how Krishna actually killed them. So actually, by Krishna's yoga maya, they can't actually make us figure out which one is which one. But there is no question of, you know, being less complete, because that is the original pastime. The original pastime is Golok pastime. And sometimes Prabhupada said that just like we shoot films, and then project it on the screen, and when it's projected on the screen, it seems like it's the same activity going on. So similarly, is the original Vrindavan pastimes are projected onto different earth planets. But it's not projected through a projector, film projector, but it is projected by Krishna's yoga maya potency, where Krishna expands, Krishna's associates expands, Krishna's dham expands, you know, everything keeps on expanding by his Achinta Shakti, inconceivable potency. Okay, I'll stop now. Thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Srila Sanatana Goswami Ki, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki, Gaur Premanande.
Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale, Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine, नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यादिशतारिणे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः नानाशास्त्रविचारेणैकनिपुनः साधर्मा संस्थापको लोकानां हितकारिणो त्रिभुवने मन्नो शरणाकरो राधा कृष्ण पदारविन्द भजना नन्देना मत्तालिको वन्दे रूप सनातनौ रघुजुगो श्रीजीव गोपालको श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिवासवि गौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा. First of all, I want to thank you all for being so punctual. Please don't mind, sometimes I tend to be a little heavy and impolite. But I guess you understand it is for setting the right standard for everyone. This Krishna consciousness movement is the greatest benediction for this world. In the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada mentioned that whenever the demoniac influence prevails in this world and the atheistic people get into power and try to vitiate the religious atmosphere, then Krishna descends. And in today's world, that kind of situation has been created. Everywhere there is a very obvious decline of religious principles, and the demoniac influence is becoming more and more prominent. And Prabhupada mentioned that at a time like this, Krishna has descended. Krishna has descended in the form of the Hare Krishna movement. In this age, this Krishna consciousness movement, this ISKCON, is actually the incarnation of Krishna. And this movement is going to spread all over the world and establish the religious principles. This movement is the only hope for this world. Therefore, those who are the members of this movement have to become very, very strict with themselves to become perfect representatives of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Because to represent ISKCON is non-different from representing Krishna. And whenever I come to South Africa, I feel very happy actually, because I can see that here you all have accepted Krishna consciousness so sincerely. And it seems that South Africa is going to play a very important role in the world history of propagation of Krishna consciousness. You all have accepted this movement very sincerely. Your sincerity is obvious in the way you try to serve Srila Prabhupada. Your sincerity is obvious the way you have accepted Srila Prabhupada's teachings and the way you are trying to help the propagation of this movement. And also, your sincerity or the degree of your devotion becomes obvious when I hear you all respond to the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. This is the age of Sankirtan. The Yuga Dharma for this age is Sankirtan. And the way one does Sankirtan is the indication of the degree of his devotion. So please accept the process wholeheartedly and try to offer yourself completely to this movement for the benefit of the whole world. As a devotee, we don't care for our personal benefit, but we care for others' benefit. Teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to bestow the greatest benediction to the living entities. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave something that no one ever gave before. In his other incarnations, Krishna never distributed this Krishna prema. And he has come to give it to us. Therefore, Mahaprabhu is known as Mahavadaniya, the most munificent. Krishna is Padama Karunika, the most merciful, the most magnanimous. But as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is even more magnanimous. And Yesterday we discussed about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching of Sambandhya aspect to Sanatana Goswami. Sambandha, what is the meaning of this Sanskrit word Sambandha? Who knows? Please raise your hand. Okay, Smita Krishna. What is the meaning of the Sanskrit word Sambandha? It actually means... Any hand going up? Okay, Sudan? Okay, Sambandha means relationship. Aapke saath aapka mata ka kya sambandh hai? What is your relationship? It is mother. So sambandha means relationship. So this aspect of the Vedic philosophy, sambandha, sambandha tatya, deals with a living entity's relationship with Krishna. Now, what is the relationship between the living entity and Krishna? What kind of relationship is there? Master and servant. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. Krishna is the supreme. He is the greater. He is the greatest Lord. He is the greatest Master. He is the only Master. Akale Ishwar Krishna. The only Master is Krishna. Arshab Bhitta. And everyone else is his servant. So now it is clear what is the relationship between living entity and Krishna. What is the sambandha? Krishna is the master, living entity is the servant. Now in order to become situated in that relationship, what is the first and foremost criteria? Yes, it's good, but there is another consideration before that actually. Yes? Very good. No, we have to understand who Krishna is. That's what we basically discussed yesterday. In the first aspect, in the Sambandha aspect, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives the great, most important and the greatest emphasis on Krishna's position. Who is Krishna? And what are Krishna's expansions? Like, people have so many different understandings about God. And some say Vishnu is God, some say Narayan is God, some say Nishinadev is God, some say Parashuram is God, some say Shiva is God, some say Brahma is God. Now, ultimately, who is the Supreme Person? That's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very elaborately explained. And he established Krishna's position. Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. And who is that original Supreme Personality of Godhead? Krishna again has three different areas of pastimes. Krishna performed his pastimes. First he appeared in Mathura as the son of Vasudeva and Devaki. Then he went to Vrindavan. Then he came back to Mathura and then he went to Dwarka. Now Krishna of Mathura, Krishna of Dwarka, Krishna and Krishna of Vrindavan. Now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu pointed out these three Krishnas are not the same. The Krishna, the original Krishna is Krishna of Vrindavan, the son of Nanda Maharaj, who is a cowherd boy. Who is dressed as a cowherd boy and who acts as a cowherd boy. He is the supreme personality of God. And that is called, that aspect of the Lord or that identity of the Lord is called Swayam Rup, the original form of the supreme person. And then he expands Prakash from Swayam Rup the Swami Prakash. That we discussed yesterday anyway. We don't want to get into the details now. But the point that I was trying to make is it is very important for us to recognize Krishna's supreme position. Because unless and until we recognize Krishna, unless and until we recognize Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we won't be able to surrender completely. We find in many people, they believe in God, but they do not really surrender unto Him wholeheartedly. Why? Because they do not have the understanding of who God is. And when we get to know who God is, then the surrender becomes very, very sincere. The surrender becomes complete. Like one important consideration here is that I'm sure many of you also heard that Christians and even the Muslims sometimes say that the Hare Krishna devotee's dedication is remarkable. Now why the Hare Krishna devotee's dedication is so remarkable? Why the Hare Krishna devotees are so sincerely dedicated and surrendered and committed to their mission? Because Hare Krishna devotees have the perfect understanding of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, whereas other religions do not have. Therefore their surrender is incomplete. Their surrender at the most is sentimental or fanatical. They say that they believe in God, but they do not know who God is. So how can you believe in somebody who you do not know? How can you surrender unto somebody who you do not know? Therefore, in religious life, or in order to make progress in spiritual life, the first and foremost consideration is to understand who the Supreme Personality of Godhead is. And through this Sambandha aspect of the Vedic wisdom, especially the way it was given to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the understanding of about the Supreme Lord Krishna becomes perfect. Now, the second aspect of Mahaprabhu's teaching is called Abhidhya. Abhidhya means the process to become related to Supreme Personality of Godhead. The process how we can become related to Krishna is called Abhidhya. So this Abhidhya is actually devotional service. The process of becoming related to Krishna is devotion to the Lord. Without devotion, one cannot actually become related to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There can be some sort of involvement, religious involvement, spiritual involvement, but the relationship will not develop. And this process of devotion begin. How does the process of devotion begin? The first consideration for developing our devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is faith. Adau Shraddha. Spiritual life actually begins with faith. Now what is the meaning of faith? Shraddha. Shraddha, according to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is to have unflinching faith in the process of devotional service. To have complete faith that if I render devotional service unto Krishna, then I will become related to Krishna and go back to God. Shraddha shabde vishwas kahe sudrira nishchay Krishna bhakti koile sarva karma krita. The definition of Shraddha according to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is that unflinching faith that if I render service unto Krishna, then all my duties will be performed. Everything will be done. Every work, every responsibility, every duty will be achieved, will be accomplished if I render devotional service unto Krishna. Now that is the meaning of faith. And when one develops that faith, the devotional service is the ultimate business we have, then one automatically wants to associate with other devotees. That is called sadhu sangha. And today you can see how you all made spiritual advancement, how you all came to Krishna consciousness. How did it happen? The first thing is that you developed some faith in Krishna consciousness. You felt that yes, this is the real business that we have. And then when you felt that way, then what did you do? You started to associate with the devotees, either in the temple or in your namhat, or in the Bhakti Devanta College. The different facilities are provided for association through Srila Prabhupada's ISKCON. And this association is actually enabling you to sustain your spiritual life and progress. If that association was not there, then to practice devotional service would have been very, very difficult. With many of us, we had to leave home just to follow the four religious principles. Isn't it? Like if we stayed at home, then we would have been forced to take non-vegetarian food and take all kinds of intoxication. We have to give up the association of our friends to live our distinctive lives. We actually have to relocate ourselves in where? In the association of devotees. And the association of devotees actually give us the shelter and protection. In this most dangerous material nature, the association of devotees is the place for reinforcement and protection. And this has been also very nicely explained in the scriptures, that actually the association of devotees is the internal energy of the Lord. When you associate with the devotees, hear about Krishna, chant the glory of the Lord, take prasad, that is not actually material nature. Although apparently it seems that it is taking place in the material nature, but actually it is not. It is the internal potency of the Lord. And the material nature is very, very difficult to overcome, because this is Lord's own potency. Daivi yasha guna mai mamo maya duratta. This material nature is Krishna's energy. So Krishna's energy is insurmountable. Durattaya. Very difficult to overcome, very difficult to surpass, surmount. But if we remain in the association of devotees, that association is internal potency of the Lord. Therefore the association of devotees is stronger than Krishna's external potency, maya. We notice that when we remain in the association of devotees, maya cannot touch us. When you remain in the association of devotees, you are completely safe and secure. Maya cannot even touch you. Why? Because this is beyond Maya's jurisdiction. This is the internal potency of the Lord. But as soon as one gives up the association of devotees, Maya can immediately certain away. Therefore, the Sadhu Sangha is very, very important for spiritual progress, especially in this age of Kali, when we all are very weak. In other ages, people may have been much stronger than us. Therefore, it may have been possible for them to sustain the spiritual life, even without the association of devotees. But in this age, it is not possible for us. Therefore, we must remain in the association of devotees. And then, when we are in the association of devotees, then we feel the need of surrendering to one devotee who is able to give us Krishna. And that is the spiritual master. And from that, after surrendering to the spiritual master, when you become engaged in the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the bhajana kriya, a devotional service, begins. Devotional service is rendering service unto Krishna under the direction of a spiritual master. Any service to Krishna is not devotional service. There are people, those who are rendering service to Krishna, but they may not become devotees. Like the karma yogis, they also render service to Krishna. But when one renders service to Krishna, not according to his own desire, not according to his own likes and dislikes, but according to the instruction of the spiritual master, then that is pure devotional service. And that is the difference between devotional service and karma yoga. So that bhajana kriya or devotional service begins when one renders service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead according to the direction of the spiritual master. Therefore, surrender unto the spiritual master is very, very important. One must accept the shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. And after he accepts the bona fide spiritual master, he must continue to serve under his direction. The disciple's position in front of a spiritual master is that of a fool. He feels that he is a fool. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who came to teach us how to become a devotee, although he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he also became a fool in front of a spiritual master in order to teach us. Guru more murkho dekhi korilo shasan. My spiritual master saw that I was a fool. Therefore he chastised me. So the disciple is one who is prepared to accept the chastisement of his spiritual master. The Sanskrit word for disciple is shishya. Shishya means, the word shishya is coming from the root word shashan. Shashan means chastisement. So one who is prepared to accept the chastisement of his spiritual master, he is a disciple. So when the disciple is chastised by the spiritual master, disciples should not feel bad. Disciples should actually feel that yes, here is my opportunity to become a disciple by accepting the chastisement of my spiritual master. And the guru's business is to chastise the disciple. Not unnecessarily, but whenever the guru sees that the disciple is not practicing or not following the process of Krishna consciousness properly, not behaving properly, not acting properly, then he comes down like a thunderbolt. And that thunderbolt actually destroys
the ahankar, the false ego of the disciple. To be a devotee means to be rid of one's false ego. False ego is the greatest impediment. And the ultimate obstruction to our journey back to Godhead, the biggest stumbling block that we have to cross is the obstacle of false ego. Therefore, as a devotee, we have to always try to be Srinadokishwanishena, Tadavokisharishana, more humble than a blade of grass. To be a devotee means to become humble. And the false ego is so difficult because even as a devotee, as you make advancement, you get recognition, you get position. And so higher you go and more you make advancement, and the more there is a room for your false ego to become inflated. So it is very difficult to overcome false ego. But the Guru is there. Guru sees the world, and now this guy is getting fucked up. So Guru's thunderbolt comes down. Therefore, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we see that the devotee is associated, Mahaprabhu even lamented that when he was deprived of the association of the devotees, especially senior devotees. And that's why a disciple considers that the disappearance of a spiritual master from this planet is the most unfortunate thing. Because now he is not going to chastise me. Now there is no one to put me, make me straight and put me on the line. My Guru was mercifully doing that and now he disappeared. Therefore, when the chastisement comes from the spiritual master, it has to be taken with the right spirit. The chastisement is synonymous to mercy. So, when one surrenders unto the spiritual master, now spiritual master again is non-different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just as a representative is non-different from who he is representing. Spiritual master is not God, but to the disciple, the spiritual master is non-different from the Supreme Personality of God.